for the second year in a row, with two-fifths of all students failing to meet math and literacy standards. Additionally, Queensland students are also more likely to not sit the exams, with 10% of Grade 9 students being withdrawn from the exam, compared to other states' 1.7% to 2.5%. The NAPLAN exam has long been under scrutiny, with the Queensland Teachers Union campaigning to scrap the National Teachers Exam, the National Exam, in its current form. In national news, the High Court of Australia is set to decide if judges can be sued for making a mistake during sentencing after a Federal Circuit Court judge was successfully sued in 2023 for his decision. Judge Salvatore Vasta was sued in 2020 after jailing a man for contempt of court after the man had not produced certain financial documents. The man was taken away by security, handed to police, and jailed soon after. While Judge Vasta ordered a stay of detention, the decision to do so will be used for the case as an admission that the judge made a mistake. Vasta was also ordered to pay the man $50,000 for damages and deprivation of liberty. And in international news, a group of breastfeeding mothers have been recruited by Dublin Zoo in order to help an orangutan mother bond with her newborn. The zoo's orangutan, the 19-year-old Mujur, gave birth late last month, but has not been feeding the baby. In response, the zoo arranged for new local mums to breastfeed their children in front of Mujur to teach her. Orangutans are known to mirror observed behaviour, and it is how they learn and share information within a group. Over 30 women volunteered their time as part of the project in hopes to show Mujur how it's done. And for your weather today, surprisingly, Brisbane is wet, rainy and cool. Almost as cool as a 4ZZZ Radiothon subscriber. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5.6, which is in the moderate band. And that is all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
We all know it's